Alright, everyone. It's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's totally not Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're playing Sakura no Mori Dreamers, the hentai's to the back, and we're gonna continue. You know the drill. We had a hell of a run-in with Joker. That was pretty hardcore, folks. So, we have no idea what this game has got to offer on the Kirito path, what we're currently on right now. So, let's just get on with it. Oh, and by the way, if you want, you can pick up a copy of the game at MangaGamer.com. So do that if you like it. Golden Week began. I cycled to Mibukuyama for the first time in a while. I didn't feel like doing it without Madoka, but I figured I could use the exercise. My life depended on getting to Kirito's house in time the other day, and though it's unlikely that kind of situation would repeat itself a lot, being ready didn't hurt. And so I pedaled my way down the road. I had forgotten how exhilarating cycling could be. We used to ride to all sorts of places together. But first we stuck to distances that wouldn't exceed 20 or 30 kilometers to and back, but soon that wasn't enough. Growing tired of places we were familiar with, we cycled as far as neighboring towns. It felt like a grand adventure to our younger selves. Above everything, we were first and foremost partners in these endeavors. It was pretty incredible how we just kept going. I could feel the strain of climbing the hill on my legs. Muscles really atrophy if you don't use them. I addressed her unconsciously, but quickly remembered I didn't have her ribbon today. I usually kept it with me, but I couldn't bring her to where I was going. I continued down an empty road, just like 3 years ago. I laid the bike on the ground and stood in front of the swamp. It was warmer now that it was May, but the mountain air still carried a chill with it. May was also when Madoka was killed. Back then, in the tepid rain, I swore that I would find the bastard that killed her. That was all that kept me going. But then something else happened, something that I couldn't just chalk up to a mere delusion. Madoka. That was how we met again. I could tell she was no longer human right away. I didn't understand how I knew it, but I sensed it on an instinctual level. That said, I still couldn't stop myself from trying to embrace her. So there were these weird gates. What? They looked more like some fancy art piece, but I somehow knew it was a gate. And then I was suddenly back in Sakura no Mori. But no one noticed me. I realized I became a ghost. But you can see me. You noticed me. Then I asked her about the bastard who murdered her. Later, she complained that she shouldn't have told me, but... I couldn't see his face. I was already underwater by the time I realized what was going on. I couldn't even tell if it was a man or woman, or if they were young or old. Their face was right in front of me. But it was distorted by the water. I was in so much pain, I never really processed it. I see. But I remember one detail about them. One detail? What kind? They made this weird sound. I couldn't tell whether they were giggling or crying. Madoka tried to make an impression, but I didn't get it at all. At least not until I actually heard a pervert that laughed that way. We trying to say that guy's Joker? That wasn't exactly concrete evidence, of course. But this was information I heard from the actual victim that wasn't even available to the police. I knew more than them. That solidified my quest for revenge, but Madoka regretted it. I knew how she felt, but I simply couldn't forget it. Kirito messaged me after I got back from the mountains, and I headed to an Italian restaurant. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Hey. Huh? Arisaka? I returned to Sakura no Mori Dreamers. I think I told you about that over the phone. No, I was just taken aback by your lab coat. What's wrong with it? You're not at your club and not even in school. I can't blame him for being surprised. Oh. Mifuyu is a weird one, so don't be too hard on her. You're the last person I want to hear that from. I think a lab coat's convenient, though. I mean, I don't need to be worried about getting sauce on my clothes when I'm not wearing it. Wow. That's why you're wearing it? Monika stood in front of the table as I sat down. Darn, this is amazing. It's all girls and beauties to boot. Wow. You stand out as the only guy in this group, you know. Would you like to make a new order? Ah, one iced coffee, please. Right away, sir. I thought of everyone as my comrades in arms, so I didn't feel that out of place. Though it must have been quite the sight for someone who didn't know any better. I'm sorry for calling you out so suddenly. That's fine, I'm sorry for being late. Were you out somewhere? I figured I'd do some cycling today. That said, it's kind of mind-boggling that this became another Italian restaurant. Yeah, now it's called Trattoria Sakura no Mori, and the owner is a completely different person. The dining area was packed just like Forza had been during its earlier days, and there were no Bodox in sight. I'm impressed they managed to rent out the place after all that had happened. I lowered my voice. I'm sure they got it at a discount. I think that's why the menu got even cheaper and more student-friendly. Yeah, and most of the things I tried were delicious, too. Yep. The girls seem to be eating a cake of sorts. I tell you, these waifus, they just live on cake and sweets and never gain a pound. So what did you want to talk about? Did something appear again? I gave them a serious look. Ah, no, we didn't gather to talk about work today. I believe Sakura no Mori Dreamers will become a lot more lively now with you and Mifuyu. And so I thought it might be a good idea to go out and let our hair down once as a group, to bond and to get to know each other better. Oh, nice, it's like she's asking you out on a date. A date? Eh? Darn, I was addressing Monika, but my remark ended up sounding louder than I thought. Well, I guess it's something like that? Everyone blushed slightly and fell silent. The mood was getting kind of awkward. You caused this. You're blaming me? Well, I'm not sure I'd call going out as a group date.
So ne.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, where are you planning to go? That's what we were just talking about. How do you feel about an amusement park? I don't mind. Then it's decided. It's a bit sudden, but are you free tomorrow? Yeah, that's fine. Thank you for waiting. I have one iced coffee. I took a sip of my drink and opened my mouth again. Would it be okay if I also took Hatsune, my little sister, with me? Oh, sure. Haha, I'm already looking forward to tomorrow. Me too. I don't know when was the last time I went to an amusement park. Really? We could have said, I don't know when the last time I went to, or I can't remember the last time I went to an amusement park would probably be a little better. I don't remember you liking these kind of places, though. I guess I'm not a huge fan, but it doesn't bother me if it's with everyone. Huh? Yeah, Mifuyu spends most of her time alone, like painting and stuff. You're not that much different. Now that you mention it. Are you going to go to the amusement park in a kimono too? That's what I was planning to. Is that weird? Yes. But why? Well, I won't say anything if you're okay with it, but isn't it hard to move in one? I'm curious about that too. Almost as much as I'm curious about the lab coat. What? Why? I can see long sleeves getting into the machinery and... And there's also the question of the common sense of a person who wears a lab coat to an amusement park. Do you think so too, Fukugami? Eh? I didn't expect them to address me, so my mind went blank for a second. Well, lab coats are like work clothes, and we're going to the amusement park to play around and relax, so... I guess I won't wear it then. Wow, she actually listened to Shinji. It's not what you think. Then I'll ask too, what do you think about my kimono? I agree with Shizumiya. I don't think traditional clothes are very well suited for having fun outside, especially when we're going to move around a lot. I see. I probably could have worded that a little better, as Kirito's expression clouded over. After that, we decided on a time to meet and parted ways. An amusement park? Yeah, I definitely want to go. Oh, are you going to have a date? Not really. We're going to the amusement park with everyone. That's unusual. Actually, who even is this everyone? Sakura Nomori Dreamers. Oh. Miss Miyako's expression froze for a moment. It seems she was worried about us doing something weird again. Well, I'm glad you found people you're getting along with. Miss Miyako returned to the kitchen. Nothing else happened since then, right? Yeah. I couldn't possibly tell her about the Joker. It'd only make her worry, and most of all, she most likely insisted I quit. And I couldn't do that, especially not now. Didn't you say it was only girls in Sakura no Mori Dreamers, though? That's right, what about it? Then it really is like a date. Is it? I'm not sure if you can call going out in a group a date. What? She says, ha ha, instead of a girl for each hand, it's more like a whole buffet. What? It definitely may have looked like that from the outside. In any case, it definitely wasn't a bad idea to get to know my comrades in arms better. After returning from walking them home, I had nothing in particular to do and fell into thought. At first, all I thought about was Monica's killer. And of course, he occupied a big part of my mind even now, but Kirito's grandfather asked me why I wanted to join them when we first met, and I gave him a safe cliche answer, that I wanted to make use of my unusual power and, contribute to the world. It wasn't exactly a lie, but it wasn't an answer from the bottom of my heart. Apparently, people turned into killers when possessed by Bodox. Monica wasn't killed by someone like that. Her body stayed behind. But Kirito's grandfather had an explanation for that as well. All those that are possessed by them have a couple of things in common. They're cruel, cold-blooded, and don't think much of hurting people. In that sense, someone who was already a killer would have been a perfect host for a Bodok. If I participated in Sakura no Mori Dreamer missions, it might eventually lead me to him. That was what I thought. And my wish was fulfilled surprisingly quickly. The Joker. A sworn nemesis of Kirito's household. That sounded a little like Batman. It turned out we were after the same man. There was no way I could quit Sakura no Mori Dreamers at this point. Even though it hurt me to hide my real goal from them while constantly talking about camaraderie.
Ne, Shinji? Kureha-chan to Mifuyu-chan da kedo.
Shinji, Kureha and Mifuyu get along surprisingly well, don't they? Huh? What do you mean, surprisingly? They're best friends. Yeah, but didn't they split? Because of something? Or have they worked that out already? I don't think so. It's more like it's not something that bothers them in normal situations. They acted like that on the day, on that day on the roof, too. That's possible. It might still become a problem later. I guess. I'm glad it got more lively, but the more people you get in one place, the more complications there will be. Everyone looks like they're getting along, though. I wouldn't be so sure, at least as far as the future is concerned. Why? Monica gave a wry smile, but I didn't really get it. We've got one guy and a group of girls. There's no way nothing will happen. I keep saying it, but you really should be careful not to squander what luck has brought you. Monica disappeared without waiting for my reply. She used her ability as a ghost to completely dominate the conversation. I knew she was only worried about me, but I just couldn't feel to stay the way she wanted me to. This was different from being hung up on a dead lover. I had a goal. I wouldn't be able to move on until I made the Joker pay. At least, that's how I felt. Now he's really starting to sound like Batman. Got a neat little chibi art there. Today is going to be my first date with Shinji.
人なのかな。だって他にも女の子は何人もいて。
A date? Is it really a date? There are going to be a whole bunch of other girls with us.
それにデートなんていう言葉、ママはともかく兄さんの口からは一言も出なかったけど。
And he himself never called it one.
まあいいよね。だってせっかくの初めてなんだもの。
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still my first time.
兄さんとどこかに出かけるのって考えてみれば。
Now that I think about it, there were only a handful of times that we went out together in general. An amusement park sounds like a lot of fun. Which is the reason why I got so excited I ended up putting on makeup that I barely had any experience with.It looks strange. Maybe I should have just gone like normal. This is okay, right? Shinji won't laugh at me even if it's weird, but... Nah, it's okay. I'm sure it's good.Like, wow, it's almost time to leave. Today is gonna be my first date with a boy. And we're seeing her in clothes we've never seen her before in the game. A date? Is it really a date?For those of you who aren't aware, Moonstone regularly makes games kind of like this, where it's not so much horror and it's more slice of life. They're known for a lot of slice of life romance games. So this is their first stab at horror, and of course they're going to have their slice of life stuff. So this is probably a slice of life chapter, and it's more familiar, it's more what people are more familiar with Moonstone for.I think the number of people, or rather, the ratio of guys to girls is not very date-like. But Fukagami himself called it one, and it's not quite unusual for him to speak of those things. Well, it doesn't matter. Well, in any case, my first time going out with a boy.And the problem is, I've got nothing to wear! Women say that all the time. It's like, yeah, but you got a whole closet. There's nothing in here to wear. Yeah, that has seriously happened. Women will freak out. They'll wait till the last minute. And they'll be like, oh shit, I didn't know that was happening today. I don't have anything to wear. It's like, what do you mean?There's plenty of clothes in here. But I can't wear any of them. Why not? Said, well, I've got lots of kimonos, but he said it would look strange if I wore one to an amusement park.It's not like I don't have any at all, but I barely ever wear Western clothes. Wonder if this is okay. Wow, I wasted so much time, I already have to leave. Today I'm going out on a date with Fukagami.Like, the date? I don't need to say it twice. There's gonna be some unneeded company, but I think I can handle them, and the little sister is probably nothing to worry about. The girls are already competing with each other. He doesn't even know it. He just thinks, like, Shinji just thinks he's going out on a date with a bunch. Well, he's going out to the amusement park with a bunch of girls. And the girls are like, nah, I want him. No, I want him. No, I want him. Oh, she's not going to be a big deal. Like, they're literally fighting. And he doesn't even know that these women are at war with each other over him. And that's how naive a man can be. Man's like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out with the girls. Meanwhile, the girls are like, oh, that bitch, she comes in looking like that. And then, oh, look at that bitch, she's wearing that. And look, you know, and then some of them are like sizing them up like, nah, she's not going to be a problem. She's not going to be a problem. Like, women literally think this shit. Like, they're all, they might as well be in combat fatigues. Because they're pretty much going to war with each other. And he's just like, I just want to have a fun day at the amusement park, ladies. Still, I feel anxious. It was as if I was going into town without wearing underwear. Well, maybe not that bad. Well, it doesn't matter. I almost never go without my lab coat. I can't waste any more time hesitating. Besides, Fukugami himself told me it looked weird. In exchange, I'll put on my special necklace. I look pretty fancy if I do say so myself. I'm sure Kureha won't be able to match this. Though will he even notice something like this? But then I've got nothing else. Ah, darn, it's almost time. Like, I'm going out on a date today. Well, I'm not really sure if you can call it one, but I'm still really looking forward to it. Looking forward? Yeah, I think I really am. It's been a while since I felt like this. The beating of my heart, how light I feel on my feet. I became prone to depression ever since Kazutaka passed away. Now that I think about it, meeting Shinji has definitely brought my spirits up, at least for now. We resumed work and I started to appreciate living more. Though that doesn't mean I should abandon my studies either. But today I should forget all that and fully enjoy myself at the amusement park. Well then, which one should I pick? They say fashion starts from the shoes, haha. Oh, it's almost time. It's about time to leave. I finished preparing myself and picked up the memento ribbon. Why don't you leave me behind today? Eh? You're going out on a date. It'd be weird to bring a dead lover with you. It's not a date. Still, leave me, okay? If that's what you want. And one more thing. You say it's not a date, but I'm sure everyone's really looking forward to today. So why don't you two let your hair down? Enjoy yourself for a change. Okay. I'll be going then. Good luck. Hatsune wanted to prepare at her own house, so we were meeting in front of the station. I'm not sure how I feel about your activities, but I'm glad you found friends you can go hang out with, in town with. And you look a lot more cheerful lately, too. Really? I guess I am. She was probably right, so I gave her an honest nod. Take care. Huh? There's no one here yet. I was killing time waiting by the ticket machine when Hide suddenly appeared from the supermarket with two bags in his hands. I waved to him. Oh, nice. Are you going out somewhere? Yeah. Nice. I wish I could do that, though I guess you could say I'm playing around every day. Are you going with friends, or maybe a girlfriend? Ah, in a sense, I guess, there's gonna be multiple girls. Oh, amazing, I knew you'd be popular. I scratched my face, embarrassed. What about you, Hide? He wasn't too hard on the eyes, but I've never heard him talk about women before. Ah, there aren't many women who'd want to get involved with an unemployed vagrant. Ha ha ha. You're not unemployed now. I'm not really getting paid either. This is probably worse than the horror stories I hear about corporate workplaces lately. Oh, the chief's gonna be angry again if I waste too much time. See you around. Bye. He wasn't being paid, but it didn't seem like he had trouble buying food at least. His life wasn't exactly luxurious, but the chief obviously took care of him all right. I'm sorry we're late. The three got out of the bus almost at the same time as Hatsune arrived. I'm sorry, I got delayed. It's okay, everyone just showed up, except for Shinji. Did we make you wait? Not really. It was kind of new to meet everyone outside like this. We never really spoke much in school. I didn't know if it was that, but everyone looked kind of different from usual today. This is where you pick a path. I addressed Kirito as I bought the train tickets. We're going to start with the first path, so now we're officially in the Kirito path, guys. So we're going to read the Kirito path, and then after that, you guys will have to buy the game. But hey, I will lead you through at least one of the endings. This is the first time I've seen you in Western clothes. Yeah, I actually have some, as you can see. I didn't doubt that. The way she put it was kind of funny. We both smiled. I don't know if this is fitting or not, though. Huh? Fitting for what? It looked like she was hesitant to spill it out. I cocked my head. Anyway, it's not weird, is it? Not at all. I see, good. Oh wow, now it's straight dating sim with her, guys. I've never been to an amusement park before. What about you guys? I don't think it's my first. I've been here before. Hatsune and I both nodded. Mahoro literally wore the same thing she always does. I mean, Mifuyu dressed up, you know, Kirito dressed up, Hatsune even dressed up. Mahoro's like, nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna wear what I got. Oh, so it's just me? Have you never gone with your family? And to be honest, I never really liked that gown or whatever she's got on, that blouse. It looks like a night vest or something. It's really frilly. I've never got into that. You see how the clothes are really, really slimming when it comes to Kirito and, you know, and she just looks like she's got this great big, I don't know, it looks like a blanket or something. I cannot stand that dress. It looks ugly. Yeah, I ain't got nothing for it. Wouldn't catch me dead in it. My parents are busy with work, and you know my grandpa. Huh? I'm pretty sure I heard him talking about going to one with his kendo students. And for the exact same reason we are going now. I can't keep up with them. Kirito made a face. Her grandfather wanted to resume practicing kendo under him, but it looked like it'd be better if he kept his expectations low. It's my first time, so I'm really looking forward to it. I've wanted to try a roller coaster for a long time. Kirito had a different aura about her than the other girls in class, which is one of the reasons most of the guys were too scared to approach her. But seeing her smile and Western clothes made me realize she was just like any other girl after all. Yeah, it's not so bad to visit an amusement park once in a while. I was a bit worried at first, but... Worried? About what? Are we still talking about roller coasters? No, I'm talking about taking off my lab coat. Huh? That makes you worried? No, it just kind of felt like going out without wearing underwear, you know what I mean. There are a lot of women doing that these days now. I really don't. Arisaka seemed to be quite eccentric herself. The first time I saw her, she gave me a sharp look, so I thought of her as a tad bit intimidating. Now, if I was just able to pick anyone, I probably would have picked Mifuyu, because she's actually the one that I like the most in the game so far. Or I think that's all the choices you get. So that would be the one I like the most in the game, but I don't know if the ending changes, or I need to watch them in order or what. So that's why I picked Kirito, but I would have picked Mifuyu. However, that turned out not to be the case. She was more of an entertaining weirdo than anything. One seat opened up, so I nodded towards it. You should sit down. Shizumiya seemed to be struggling to remain on her feet with those heels, though. So... it's okay. It'd be weird to be the only one sitting. Haha, Wow, that was a long one. It's been a while since a boy was so considerate of him to me. It reminds me of Kazutaka. She brings him up a lot. Well, a little brother and an underclassman are pretty different deals, though. Kazutaka was that kind of guy, yeah? Simply put, he was a good person. It was really unfortunate he got into that accident. It's It still feels strange, though. I never knew any of his friends, and now I'm going to an amusement park with one. Shizumiya gave me a gentle smile. It kind of made me realize why Kazutaka took good care of his sisters. Okay, of course she's gonna he's her little brother. So yeah, that's why she's gonna continuously talk about him. We were approaching our destination. The train got really crowded midway. We got separated from the other three. You okay? Yeah. A full train was probably way harder to deal with for a small girl like Hatsune. I could see she was uncomfortable even though she denied it, so I took her by the shoulders and pulled her closer to me. Is it better now? She says, yeah. Good. Well, we're almost there anyway. I wouldn't mind if it was a little bit farther, she says. Huh? Ah, no, it's nothing. Aha! It's been a while since we went somewhere together. Yeah. Come to think of it, we played together a lot when we were children, though Monica was almost always with us too. Our parents got along, so even though we didn't live nearby, we ended up meeting every other day. But that changed once I started cycling. You like amusement parks, Hatsune? I do. I see, that's good. Hatsune looked up at me and cocked her head. I silently kicked myself for asking such a strange question. I should have taken better care of her, both as a cousin and as her older brother. Though that thought by itself might have been a bit weird. Hatsune pressed against me even harder as the train braked. It seemed like most of the people were heading to the same destination as the train car quickly emptied out. Yet Hatsune didn't move. We're there, rather. Ah, yeah. She had a distant look in her eyes, her cheeks slightly flushed. Ah, I knew it. Cramped spaces weren't good for her. Oh, so this is what amusement parks are like. Lots of people. There really are lots of people. Stop acting like a country hick. She says, haha, Kureha's eyes are sparkling. Wow, I like the atmosphere in here. Where should we start? Kirito looked at the guidebook we received at the entrance. Is there anything you want to do in particular? No one said anything, so Shizumiya spoke up. Let's do what you want to do, Kureha. You're the one who was looking forward to this the most. Really? Thanks, then. And I think it's only gonna pick Kureha because I picked her path. But I think if it was a different girl, it would probably be what each girl wants to do. Which gives you incentive to play with each girl's path, so they'll do different things, something like that. That's how they sell these things, basically. They're like, oh, if you play it again with a different girl, you get a completely different story. Which sometimes is the case. Oh, there's quite a line. I guess that's a popular ride. So, do you want to wait? We can leave it for later. I guess we can do it later. It'd be sad if we spent all our time waiting here and lost our chance to try other rides. We gave up on the roller coaster for now, and after a bit of walking, we reached a haunted house. Man, isn't that the last thing y'all want to go into after all the shit you went through? A haunted house! She says, no, I wasn't heading to it. I was just walking randomly. I can't take horror. Well, you lived it! I can understand. You got a guy running around his underwear laughing with a hatchet. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you experienced horror. Me neither. Then we don't need to go there. I guess so, but we walked all the way and there doesn't seem to be a line. Oh god, they're crazy. I don't know what's with these anime characters. I was playing Sound the Drop. And despite all the shit that happens in that game, they're like, let's go back to the aquarium. Why in the hell would you ever want to go back to the aquarium after you went through several traumatic and life, like your life was literally on the line dozens of times. And I mean, gory, gruesome ends. And you're like, let's go back to the aquarium and have fun. I would never associate another aquarium in my life with fun after that. Just like this, it's like, let's go into the whore. You literally had a zombie chef fall apart and you had to fight him as a monster who literally made you part of his stomach insides. And then you had to fight these Bodok monsters and you're like, let's go in the haunted house. And then of course you got the nut running around with the hatchet in his underwear. Like, I would be good for a while on whore after that. You really don't like it? Don't you think you'd be okay right now, though? What do you mean? We've got a guy we can depend on with us. Oh, there you go, gentlemen. These women are like, I'm not going in there, but there's a man around. Oh, there's a man, you say? Well, then let's go in. For this man will protect us as it's our biological imperative. Shizumiya said so with a mischievous smile, everyone's eyes fixed on me. Oh, I forgot there was a man here. What's up with that reaction? No, I just thought it made sense. It'd be scary to go alone, but if Fukagami was with me... It's like, in that case, I think I can handle it too now. Me too. I'm not a big fan of haunted houses either, though. If everyone's okay with it, we might as well try it out. What about you, Hatsune? Yeah, I'll go too. You don't need to force yourself if you don't want it. No, I'm okay if you're going. It seems like you two are inseparable. That's nice. It was dark inside, though not bad enough that we couldn't see where we were going. All sorts of creepy sound effects went off as we walked, making for quite an unnerving atmosphere. I'm starting to get scared. Oh. Me too. Yeah, there's something strange lying on the floor. Maybe I'll walk with my eyes closed. I can't walk like this. Like the little chibi drawing. Right, I guess it's difficult to walk with both of your arms taken. What Why are you saying that as if you aren't the one responsible for it? Oh, they're fighting! I think the problem is that it's both arms. If it's just one, then it'd be no big deal. Are you talking to me? Is there someone else? Look, you're free to go if that's what you think. I'm scared. Me too. Yeah! Is there something wailing above us? Haha, this is quite scary. Why are you laughing then? Phew, we're finally free. It wasn't even that big, but it took so long to get out. Tell me about it. I guess the more torturous the time is, the longer it feels. Yeah. You seem to be enjoying yourselves for something you describe as torturous. As for feeling it took a long time, well, it did really take a long time. Mainly because you didn't allow Shinji to walk at a proper pace. I guess that's because we took both of his arms. Why are you looking at me? Well, obviously, it's not easy to walk in that state. Wasn't someone pulling back on your shirt too, Fukugami? And now that you mention it... See? I couldn't walk properly with my eyes closed, and there was nothing else to hold on. Why are you telling this to me? I wonder if I stretch your shirt. I think it'll be okay. I'll make you a new shirt if I tore it somewhere. You don't need to go that far. After checking out a few more rides, we return to the roller coaster. Is the line shorter now? It looks about the same. We might as well line up. It's not like these people will disappear. We nodded and took our place at the end of the line. Can we have lunch after this? I'm starting to get hungry. That's a good idea. I'm getting hungry too, but what should I eat? The food court was pretty big from what I saw too. Is there anything you can't eat, guys? But when I said that, for some reason, the person standing in front of us turned around. Who are you, sir? Huh? Our eyes met. He looked familiar. Who was he again? I knew both the face and the name of the guy standing next to him, though. Hey, Seki. Seki silently bowed his head. He seemed as gloomy here as he was in class. I thought I heard a familiar voice, and look at who it turns out to be. The guy's tone sounded oddly confrontational, so I hesitated for a few seconds. Sorry, I remember your face, but we were in the same class last year, right? I'm Katsuragi. Oh, right. I'm Fukugami. Long time no see. Why did they save me just now? He ignored me. Rather, he kept glancing at the others behind me. I didn't know you were friends with Seki. Like hell I'd be a friend with a pig like that. I didn't know much about Katsuragi, but maybe it was someone a bit on the dangerous side. Seki just stared at the ground without showing a hint of being offended by Katsuragi's remark. I didn't want to deal with him. As I was wondering if we should go somewhere else, Katsuragi nodded at the others behind me. Did you meet them here? Huh? The fuck you're hugging me for? You were talking with them, weren't you? I didn't just meet them. You came here with them? Yeah. A single guy with a bunch of girls? You make it sound like you've got to be friends with someone to go to an amusement park with them. Are you with these girls then? Hmm? There was something wrong with his eyes. Uh-oh. I could see a vein sticking out of his forehead. Well, on his forehead, not of his forehead. That would be weird. I would see that too on screen. It may have been wise to leave right about now. Oh, shit. You think this guy's got a red bodok? Uh-oh. Hmm, well, whatever. I've got women attending me, too. And not one or two. I tried to turn around to cut the conversation short. But then I realized someone was glued to my back. Hatsune? Instead of running, I just looked over my shoulder. Maybe we should have lunch first? Yeah, that might be better. Then... Creepy. What was up with that creepy dude? Yeah, I never spoke with him much, but I never knew how weird he was. What's wrong, Hatsune? Weren't you trying to hide your face just then? That person lives in the same apartment complex as me. Oh, that's worrying. Huh? I didn't want him to see me, so... I see. Have you met him before? You looked scared from the start. He didn't pick a fight with you, did he? It's nothing like that. But I once saw him beating a dog with a stick. Ever since then, I usually skip the elevator if I see him waiting for it. Mom does that too. He definitely sounds like bad news. He's still looking at us. Kirito stole a glance behind us. He looks almost like he was possessed by a bodok. Huh? You could tell that? Now, it says not here, but I'm assuming that's no. I'm saying no, I can't. It's impossible to tell whether someone is possessed just by their looks. Yeah, you can't normally tell things just like that from how someone looks. It was kind of weird how Mifuyu just repeated the exact same thing, but now we had more important matters to discuss. Did he kill that dog? No, I don't think he went that far. I see. It might be worth keeping an eye on him if he's in the same school as us, though. Leave that to me. I'm pretty good at things like that. Alright. We relaxed as we finally made our way into the food court crowd. I felt a stare on my back for the entire time. it probably wasn't just my imagination. I can't decide what to eat. I'm so hungry, I feel like I could eat anything with the rice right now. Me too, but I didn't want to say it because you know what might happen if you ride a roller coaster after a meal. Wait, what might happen? I can't spell out something that disgusting. The mood had taken a weird turn earlier, but now it's completely back to normal. Then it's possible it might still become a problem later. As curious as I was, it was probably not wise to ask. Okay, we were gonna quit, but we are gonna see this real quick, and then we'll quit. He's like, that guy's such an eyesore. Maybe I should kill him. Huh? You think I'm just saying it, don't you? But you're wrong. I mean it when I say it. Besides, it's not like it'd be the first time for me. You think I'm lying, don't you? No, I don't know. How can you not know? I'm saying to tell me what you think. Well, better be careful. I might stab you if you piss me off. Don't worry. I don't really care about you. This Fukugami, though. It's like, he must feel like he's in heaven with all those bitches around him. Hold on. Yeah, it's a bit of a long line. Let me redo it. He must feel like he's in heaven with all those bitches around him. But I'll show him what hell looks like soon enough. We hung around in the amusement park until sunset. You might as well finish the chapter since it's night. Yeah, though something weird did happen midway through. We didn't run into Katsurogi again and enjoyed the rest of our day. Well, that's good. We'll have to return to work after the break. Don't mess up just because you haven't practiced for a while, Mifuyu. I know that, and I'm gonna be careful. And it's not like we're sure about our target yet. Yeah, that guy really creeped me out, though. He was staring at us like an owl. I hope this doesn't lead to anything bad happening. Anyway, we'll be splitting up from here. Bye.
さようなら.
Goodbye. See you.
さようなら.
Goodbye. The bus carried the three away from our sight. Are you tired? Not really. I'm not really tired, just...
ちょっと緊張しちゃったというか。
Everyone's nice, but they're still my upperclassmen, so I was nervous. Oh, you shouldn't worry about that. I don't think any of them care about age. All of them are quite eccentric, both in a good and bad sense. Yeah. That person was saying something strange. He said he had women attending him. What does that even mean? You shouldn't listen to what a creep like that says. Okay. The fact that he used an expression like that out in the open already showed what kind of man he was. I'm back.
ただいま.
We're back.
おかえりなさい. ちょうどよかった. もうそろそろご飯の用意ができるところよ.
Welcome home. Perfect timing. I'm almost finished with dinner.
遊園地は楽しかった?
Did you enjoy the amusement park? Yeah.
とっても.
It was great.
それはよかったわね.
That's good to hear. After dinner, I walked the two to their apartment as usual. I'll walk you to the door today.
どうして?
Huh? Why? Hmm? No reason, will it, really. Miss Miyako gave a smile and nodded.
In that case,
why don't you come in for a bit? Maybe some other time. I finally relaxed as I walked them all the way to the door. Now that's actually pretty funny. They're like, oh yeah, why don't you come in? He's like, you know what? I'm not interested. I'm just gonna do whatever. It's like the opposite of what you see in like a lot of anime. It's like, oh yeah, sure, absolutely. It's like, you know what? I'm not worried about it. Okay. Since this isn't the end of the chapter, because summer break is over, but that was mainly a summer break episode. Now, I have a theory. Listen to my theory. I think we're going to see more with Katsuragi and over here in the school. He's going to start doing his shit, maybe start trying to fuck with Shinji and mess with the girls and just go into the actual incel red pill rage. I don't even know if we want to call it red pill. Just whatever the hell's gotten into him. More it's like the red Bodok rage, I guess you could say. Which, anyway, yeah, he's going to start doing that shit. He's going to be like, I'm going to kill you and stuff. He's going to try to kill Shinji. And Shinji's just going to have to kick his ass. And I have a feeling that I may not be able to do this on YouTube. And the reason why is because I think they're going to try to put some sexual content in here. Where he talks about how he has a whole bunch of bitches. I think they might actually try to have some kind of exaggerated thing. Where there's all these women, you know, that he's imagining performing sexual acts with him. It would not surprise me. However, I can't show that shit on YouTube, even if it's part of the story, which sucks. Again, fuck YouTube. I gotta agree with Nick Rakita on that, you know, fuck YouTube. I run an adult channel. It says it's an adult channel. We make sure that all our videos are not for children. And that means that everybody that watches that content should be okay with that content. Everybody's seen sex before. I mean, everybody over the age of 18, which is the recommended age for my channel, they've all seen sex at some point. They've all seen it on the internet. They've seen it other places. It's not anything to, you know, and plus this game has vanilla sex at best. I mean, most of it's very vanilla. There's not anything crazy. We're not talking about Euphoria here. So I would not mind showing it, honestly. If it's part of the story and it's not just sex for sex's sake, but it's because of this character that may be imagining himself fucking all these crazy bitches or whatever, yeah, I don't see a problem with that. Because that's part of that character's hallucination or delusion in that point. And, I mean, they've done that shit in Persona 5. When we're talking about the very first, the gym teacher. The way that you went through his area, everything was completely 100% suggested. You know, you didn't have to be an idiot to put two and two together when it came to going through his area in the game. So, that's what I say here. And hopefully, you know, it won't get that crazy and I could post it. Because I do want to see what's going to be inside of his twisted mind. And I want to see Shinji bring him back to reality. And give him a good red pill, you know, with his fists. At any rate, guys, this will be the Grimlord. Hope you enjoyed this one. And we will be back because I'm curious as you guys are. And I am out.